What's up, everybody? Mike Florio from Rotoballer here, continuing to roll out sleepers at every position for you. And today on tap, we have the third base position. Third base is one of the deepest positions in fantasy this season, meaning that you can wait at third base or corner infield and still get someone you like. But for those of you who, you know, are finding yourselves in the later rounds looking for some upside players or anything like that, here are some of my favorite sleepers. And my first two are a pair of teammates, actually. The first is Gio Urshela, Yankees third baseman. He has an ADP of 220 overall as the 26th third baseman off the board. And last season, he had a very impressive season. He hit .314 with a .355 OBP, had 21 home runs, 73 runs, 74 RBIs. So that's showing you that he can hold his own in four of the five categories. He's not going to give you a bunch of speed, but plus average or OBP, 21 home runs is fine, especially for a guy going outside the top 200, and he's going to be fine in the runs and RBIs category. And what I like about Gio Urshela is he's a gold glove caliber defender. And when I watched him play last year, he kind of reminded me a little bit of Manny Machado, which is very high praise. And you may be wondering, why are you talking about defense during a fantasy baseball video? We care about offense. I get it. But what a gold glove caliber defender means is you're going to play more because that defense in real life matters. So the Yankees are going to look to get his gold glove in that third base on that hot corner. They don't call it the hot corner for no reason, and trust me, I played in softball sometimes. So, but that gold glove caliber defense will lead to some playing time for Urshela. I think it makes him a little bit safer because the only real concern, I understand he wasn't this hyped up or big name prospect or anything like that in the minor leagues and really outperformed what anyone expected from him last year, but the Yankees are great at developing talent. So the really only concern that I have with him is the playing time concern, but I think because of his defense, he will be out there pretty consistently. Urshela is a sleeper that I like a lot at the third base position. I think he is a very good value. And the other third baseman would be his teammate, Miguel Andujar. And I understand Andujar in a lot of leagues only has utility eligible, but he is third base on some sites. And let's not forget, I understand last year he was hurt, and actually it was him getting hurt that led to Gio Urshela getting his opportunity. But let's not forget what Miguel Andujar did the year before last when he hit .297 with a .328 OBP, 27 home runs, 92 RBIs, and 83 runs scored in 2018 season. And I understand last year he missed a lot of time. You forget about that. That's why his ADP is 246. He's barely going in the top 250 players. And because of that ADP, I think the playing time concerns, because he does come with those, because he's primarily expected to play DH. And the Yankees have other DH options there. You could see Stanton there. Could see Aaron Hicks there when he first returns. Gary Sanchez, Luke Voit, a number of different players. They may in that utility, that DH spot, but will get his at-bats there as well. And in spring training, he was in the corner outfield, so I think the Yankees are going to try to get Andujar a little bit of time all around the place, primarily at ADP is barely in the tires. So right there, I think that can hit and decide if the playing time is there. Moving on to one of my favorite sleepers, regardless of position in fantasy baseball this year, and that is Travis Shaw, who will now be playing first base for the Toronto Blue Jays, but he still will have that third base eligibility. His ADP is 405 overall as the 34th third baseman off the board. And what I like about Travis Shaw is, and don't get me wrong, I owned Travis Shaw last year. I ended up cutting him. I know how bad his season was last year. So bad he got sent down to the minors, and he was just lost all year. I cut him in fantasy, but we cannot overlook what he did the two seasons before last, where he had at least 31 home runs in both seasons, at least 86 RBIs, and stole at least five bases in the 2017 and 2018 season for the Milwaukee Brewers. So why do I like Travis Shaw so much, especially after what he did last season? If you remember last year, first of all, he was dealing with a hand injury. The playing time was really inconsistent for him. But all that aside, I watched an interview with Travis Shaw, and he said he tried to change his swing heading into the 2019 season, was trying to lift the ball a little bit more, and he said he just never felt comfortable. It led to the disastrous start that he had that ended up leading him to being demoted. He was that bad. He did say that he he changed his swing back up to his pre-2019 swing, and now he feels comfortable again at the dish. He says he feels like his old self. So I think that there is a lot of upside in Travis Shaw if he can return to that pre-2019 form. And you don't got to pay anywhere near the price that you had to pay each of the last two seasons. Plus, another thing I like a lot about Travis Shaw is he is slated to hit fifth for the Toronto Blue Jays, and that is right behind all the toys that we love for fantasy in that Blue Jays lineup. I think there is a ton of value to be had in Shaw because that can lead to more counting stats for him, better protection, and all that. I like Travis Shaw in the middle of going back to his pre-2019 swing. Moving on, another third baseman that I think provides a lot of upside is Braves youngster Austin Riley. And I understand in a lot of leagues, he may not even have third base eligibility yet. He may only have outfield, but he will be getting that third base eligibility quick. So that is why I'm including him as a third base sleeper, but with the caveat that he is purely a roto or categories league sleeper. In points leagues where you lose points for strikeouts, this guy is way too much of a free swinger. You're going to strike out way too much. It's going to hurt you there. I do not want anything to do with him in points leagues, but in roto leagues, sign me up. And why am I excited about Austin Riley? Let's remember last year when he was a top prospect for the Atlanta Braves, then got the call up. It was Fabapalooza. Remember the week where all the top prospects were called up? Well, Austin Riley, for a long time, looked like the big winner from that Fabapalooza run. And that is because in his 202 plate appearances pre-All-Star break, he hit 257 with 16 home runs and 41 ribbies. So he was hitting plenty of power. And then I know the season derailed after the All-Star break for him. He struck out way too much. But you're not paying, because of how this season ended for him, you're not paying for that power upside. You could get him at pick 328 overall. I get him often after the 20th round in my 15-team draft. So I think at that price, he is a lottery ticket worth taking a chance on because the upside is immense. Another player that I think has a lot of upside that I have taken, and he goes way late, and that is now the Kansas City Royals third baseman, Mikel Franco. And his ADP is the 37th third baseman off the board as pick 506 overall. So outside the top 500, we're talking, this guy goes very late. And why do I like him? For years, I was against him. Every year that this guy was hyped up, I was saying, do not take him. He's not going to live up to the hype. But this year, there's no hype at all. No one wants Mikel Franco. So now I think there's a buying opportunity. And the reason is last year, he cut the strikeouts. He increased his walks, although with the caveat that he was hitting eighth and he did get a good amount of intentional walks batting ahead of the pitcher. But last season, he improved his barrels, his exit velocity, his launch angle, hard hit rate, fly ball rate. You pick a stat, Mikel Franco probably did pretty good in it last year. And I think with the Royals, their young, bad team, I think he will get a long leash. I think he'll be in there every day for them, and he can climb and hit higher in the lineup if he is productive. Going a little bit higher in the draft board, though, another third base player that I like a lot this year is Nick Solak. And Nick Solak last year in 30 AAA games had a 305 ISO. That is ridiculously good. He did get a cup of coffee last year, so you like that he's already up and that clock has already started for him. You don't have to worry about Super 2 deadlines and all that. And in that cup of coffee he had last year, 135 plate appearances at the major league level. He had 5 home runs, 2 stolen bases, hit 293 with a 393 OBP. Production across the board. And what I like most about him, his the only person in his way right now for playing time at the third base position with the Texas Rangers is Todd Frazier. And I'm a Mets fan. You might not guess it with this Rays jersey on. I'm repping my boy Blakey Snell. But I'm a Mets fan, and I can tell you firsthand, Todd Frazier is washed. Nick Solak is going to come and get that job very quickly, and you do not have to pay for him as if he has that everyday job already. His ADP is barely in the top 300. Go out, get Nick Solak, and thank me later. Another third baseman I like, and this guy, I get it. You're going to say, bad team, boring name, boring player. Why would I want to use a fantasy pick on Brian Anderson? And he's going at pick 222, so outside the top 200. And last season, though, I understand, boring player, but productive player. Last year, 261 average, 342 OBP, 20 home runs, 5 steals, 66 ribbies. What more do you want of this guy? I mean, you're not paying a high-end price for him, but you are going to get everyday at-bats for him. He's going to be in there every day for the Marlins, and he's going to bat towards the top of the lineup, probably hit second most days in this Miami Marlins lineup. And last season. If you're still not sold, he improved his barrels and his launch angles. So I think you should be interested in Brian Anderson if you're outside the top 200 and you're in need of a third base or a corner infielder. He is not a high upside, high ceiling type player, but he is a very productive foundational piece for your fantasy team. This next third baseman is a guy who was awful last year, and there's nothing you could say to change that. It's St. Louis Cardinals third baseman Matt Carpenter, but he has an ADP this year of 434 and 35th third baseman off the board. To the last few seasons, he's been going way higher than that, especially last year, because in 2018, he hit 35 home runs, scored 111 runs, and drove in 81 ribbies. So he was a productive player across the board for people that year. In 2018, you paid up for that success last year, and you got none of it. He hit 15 home runs with a 226 average. What scares me is his walk rate went down while the strikeouts climbed, and that's usually a sign of decline. But at this price, 434 overall, I think you're just kicking the tires, hoping that he can be healthy and get back to at least somewhat of what he was pre-2019, and you're really paying nothing to find out. So I'm okay taking a shot on Matt Carpenter in the later rounds of drafts. And my last sleeper at the third base position is Hanser Alberto of the Baltimore Orioles. He's going at pick 469 overall. So again, this is a late round guy. I like him in draft champions because he has that multi-position eligibility, second and third base. But last season with the Orioles, he hit 305, 12 home runs, 4 steals, and he's expected to hit leadoff again for them this year. So he can give you average, he can give you a little bit of power, a little bit of speed, and if he's hitting leadoff, he'll give you runs too. I know the Orioles are a really bad team, but it is a good, productive ballpark to play in, ballparks. So I think that all helps Alberto be a good later round third base sleeper. These are my third base sleepers. Again, I'm going to continue to roll these out for every single position. You can check them all out over at rotoballer.com. All of my videos, my articles, everything I do, you can find it at rotoballer.com. You can follow me personally on Twitter at Michael F. Florio. And like always, thank you so much for taking the time and watching.